if we recall, we were here a long time ago. There were like a lot of maniacs out there. We're maniacs, so we can relate to that. We can't help.
The atmosphere is electric, and we're very excited.
Tell me about the last time that you were in Shefford. What do you remember about that?
It was a long time ago. I just remember that the audience was so amazing, that they gave us so much love, and we felt so happy and comfortable up there. And so we just had a chance to just stretch out. We didn't care. We had fun. And so did Sheffield. So we're looking forward to this again.
The lineup has changed. Tanya's the new addition to the band. Tell me about the kind of changes that you ladies have gone through in the band over the years.
Well, we're still family. We still have our main three members, Kim, Joni, and myself, Debbie. And every now and then we have guest artists. Tonight we have the privilege of performing with the beautiful Tanya T.A. So it always does change, because sometimes Kim can't make it. Tonight Kim wasn't able to make it.
Tanya, what's it like to perform with these ladies?
It's amazing. I'm giggling to myself over here when she uses the word privilege for me, and this is the biggest privilege for me to be working with Sister Sledge. And it's been amazing. The whole thing's been amazing. They've embraced me with a lot of love, and we have a lot of fun together. So this is great.
Talking about festivals, this is the first kind of inner city festival you played, because they're a fairly new phenomenon.
This is not the first, but I believe this is the best.
Well, yeah, you know, it's cool playing an inner city festival. Usually we're doing festivals like Glastonbury or at the festival that are really far out, and people come there with tents and camp out. But I think this is really neat. We were at Soundcheck and we were feeling the vibe out there, and it's kind of nice that people from the neighborhood can come around the corner and hang out with us.
People are living in flats, as we can almost look into people's flats and where we're sitting.
They can just open their windows.
Now, what do you make of the resurgence of disco music over the last couple of years? It seems to be all coming back around.
I think I answered that before by saying that disco has never left, but I think people are getting a new recognition for it. And recognizing, hey, this is a great form of music, and let's... And Joni says it never really changed. It just changed its name.
The names change. But dance music, house music, underground music, it's always going to be here. I think what's happening in the resurgence now is people wanting to have fun and get together again. Because that's what disco actually did. It gave us an excuse to just have parties all the time. And we don't need any more excuses.
And in that disco tradition, Nile Rodgers, I wanted to ask him about the influence that he had on you guys. And he, of course, he's coming back around. He's releasing his own music now. He's working with artists like Pharrell Williams and people like that.
He's had an incredible influence on us. In fact, our lives actually changed. Our music course changed when we hooked up with Nile and Bernard. And he's just an incredible producer and a musician and artist himself. And it's been an honor. And we're looking forward to doing some more work with him.
Yeah, I think he has he and Bernard had such a signature. It was the pocket groove. I don't care what you put on top of it, you knew instantly that it was their music, because I think they had their own sound, and a lot of people tried to duplicate it, but they couldn't, and they still can't. So, I think Nile, hats off to him now working with Daft Punk, which is really unusual, because Daft Punk actually sampled one of our songs, which is called Il Maquillage Lady. I don't know that anyone even heard of that song. I was in shock when I found out that they wanted to sample it. But it's just a little ditty that I wrote in French. But anyway, Nile has a great signature, and I wish him the best. I'm really happy for him right now.
And like you said, it's that hook, isn't it? You hear the hook, and you automatically know it's him on the on the tracks, don't you?
Signature. And Bernard, too, I mean, they just had such a pocket connection with their guitars. I mean, it's just the rhythm thing.
And you've kind of alluded to it a bit already, but I wanted to ask you about new material. Is there stuff that you're looking to release?
Oh, yeah. We have a new song, and I'm actually calling it a movement. It's called Women Are the Rhythm of the World. And it's about a tribute to all of the incredibly fascinating women, powerful women, that we've met internationally, you know, and the music has influences from like Hindi music and African music and Jamaican music, and it's just this whole conglomeration of women power and women rhythm. So we're excited about moving on it.